to Fearless Dentistry, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of dentistry with your fearless host, Dr. John Gordon. Get ready to uncover the secrets, gain valuable insights, and conquer any dental challenge that comes your way. From advanced techniques, innovative technologies, and the ever-important set skills, Dr. Gordon will fearlessly guide you through the evolving landscape of dentistry. This is Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon.
Welcome to this episode of the Fearless Dentistry Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. John Gordon, and it's a real pleasure for me to be with you and share with you in this podcast. I like to share ideas and thoughts and concepts and things that will inspire you and help you grow your practice and grow yourself into the greatest that you can become, to inspire you into your greatest story. And why do I want to do that? It's fulfilling for me, and it was fulfilling for me, to inspire my patients that came into my practice to become the greatest that they could become. And what was interesting for me in the conversations that I had with the patients, particularly the new patients, and also the existing patients in the practice, we would kind of rev up and have renewed conversations periodically. They would just happen in the hygiene appointment or in the operatory when I was doing general dentistry with them on follow-ups. We would have great conversations and conversations that were inspiring for myself and for them. We would revisit the past. We would revisit when they came in to see me for the first time and how they had extreme fear, apprehension about doing the dentistry and about sharing their story with me. And they had apprehension and fear until I made myself vulnerable and opened up to them and reassured them that this was the place and I was the person for them to tell their story to, because I wasn't going to judge them and I was going to be on their side. I was going to encourage them with everything that I could to learn to trust me and trust the process and trust themselves, knowing that there was greatness within them. And all it took was us together, working together as a team, united for them. Sure, there was a fee involved on my part. That's part of dentistry and that's part of business. But the main thing that drove me with these patients was helping them realize their greatest life that they could accomplish, fulfillment within. Someone that believed in them, someone that encouraged them to go for it. So every morning that you wake up, you have a choice. Your mindset is your choice. How are you going to show up that day for those patients? How are you going to help them grow? How are you going to help them realize their greatest potential? Now, I know I'm saying a lot here as far as being involved with patients, but you know, the real fact of the matter is that people come to us, at least in my practice with lifestyle dental practice, they came to me looking for hope and encouragement. They came to me asking me to help them clarify their possibility of their future life. And it was a lot of fun doing this. All I had to do was sit and listen to them and ask great questions, and they would bring about the solution and the pathway for creating their great life. And the major obstacle, yes, was their dentistry, their mouth, their humiliation and disgust with who they were and how they presented themselves. A lot of times, really, though, also, it was people that had really nice teeth. They just wanted them better because they wanted to present themselves in a different light to the public out there. They wanted to become their best self. And it was a real honor for me to be involved in that process. So what I tried to do was help them consider the most inspiring opportunities that they could see that laid out there before them. The tendency that most of these people that came in and were wanting lifestyle and life-changing dentistry with them was that they put limitations on themselves based upon the limitations from their past. And many of them had enormous personal limitations they put on themselves because their life in the past had not really meant much to them or the people around them. And so it was working with them to help them create a dream and a vision about themselves that was very powerful, that they saw them as an impact individual to the people around them, and that their dream had great meaning and was so compelling for them that it drove them with focus and energy and relentless commitment to becoming that person that they saw in their dream. How often do we sit down ourselves and really consider the inspiring possibilities and dreams and visions that we have about our life? Do we give ourselves the opportunity to have inspiring mindset and beliefs? That's one of the things about the podcast that I try to do is encourage you to take the time to sit down and dream and envision your ideal practice, your ideal financial situation, your ideal marriage, your ideal dentistry that you want to do, your ideal staff. And until you do that, it will not happen. You have to have a clear vision about what you want. And then secondly is, how are you going to change those dreams into great probabilities of occurring in the future? And what that does is that takes, that requires that you dedicate some time and some energy and focus into those possibilities. Give them a lot of thought, build your plan, build your roadmap, build your runway, and start working on those dreams and vision. It takes time, sure. And all too often, we reach roadblocks, we reach obstacles, we reach situations that we just think are improbable for us to overcome, and we quit. And so I encourage you, do not quit on your dream. If you're not going to stay committed to your dream, who is? And what is the possibility of that dream or vision becoming reality? There is no possibility. You have to stay focused and you have to stay committed. And you need to stay committed until. You need to stay committed as long as it takes until. You need to have the courage to say no to things. You have to have courage to say yes to yourself, that this is something that I value. This is something that I want. This is something that is extremely important to me. It's important to me because it brings a reality about myself and my life and for the life of the people around me that mean the most to me. So I need to stay committed. I need to have the courage when I come up on an obstacle. I need to have courage to when at times you may think, I don't have the energy to take another step forward. You have to have the courage, relentless courage to keep going at it. Do not quit. Never, ever quit on your dream. Because when you commit, when you stop your commitment, it is over. And your probability of reinvigorating the process is next to nothing. So I encourage you to dream big. Think about the magic of thinking big. Dream big, think big, go big, put big energy into it, put big courage into it, and put big commitment into it, and watch your dream become a reality that you get to live and enjoy. Nothing ever comes about by thinking small or thinking little. Big things happen when people dream big. So I encourage you to dream big, commit big, put big energy and focus into it, and see what happens. I would like some feedback from you. Send me some emails to fearlessdentistrypodcast@gmail.com. I want to hear your dreams. I want to hear about your visions. I want to hear your story. I would like to know what you're doing about your dreams and vision. What is your path? What is your commitment? I'd like to hear those. And maybe we can share some on future podcasts. So what I'm going to do over the next couple of weeks is I'm going to do a little bit of a book review about the magic of thinking big. It was written back in 1967, I believe. It's a great book. It brings things back into a simple mode, simple thinking. We try to overcomplicate what we need to do and how we need to do it in accomplishing what we want. So this book is great at bringing back simplicity to our thinking and to our process. So I look forward to sharing that with you, and I look forward to hearing about your thinking big and going big. This is Dr. John for the Fearless Dentistry Podcast.
Thank you for joining us on Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon. Stay fearless, keep pushing boundaries, and continue making a lasting impact in dentistry. Subscribe for more fearless conversations. Until next time, keep spreading smiles.